Morning, MGTOW men. Bit of a broadcast here. I'm just sitting here for a little while my engine warms up, getting the oil hot. It's sort of up to temperature, sort of. This is how, you know, how you, women sort of live in delusions and shit, you know, and they all become really fucking crazy, you know. Well, you know, they're delusional. Well, a lot of them, you know, small town life has some benefits, but people don't like to talk about the drawbacks, but I do because I'm fucking small town and really backward and probably fairly inbred along the way as well, you know. God, you know, where there's addiction in families to food. People go, oh, alcoholic, you know. But the craziness runs the whole gamut of fucking things and all the things that people do to sort of self-medicate with food, sex, drugs, gossiping, gambling, fucking just, oh, what was it called? Brinkmanship, you know what I mean? Running everything to the last possible fucking fraction of a second at the last possible fucking minute on the last possible day, you know, all that sort of shit. And so you end up with people where, you know, she's pulling herself apart on the poker machines and he's down the pub drinking and gambling and betting on the horse races and stuff, and they end up just as crazy as all fuck, you know. They come from crazy families. The only people they know how to identify with are other crazy people who come from crazy families just like them. And so then they go on to create some sort of relationship like their fucking parents. And they're all as insane as all fuck, you know. And, yeah, so they grow up, and the only people they know how to get along with are other really crazy people. And you get female nature, which is to sort of be totally lacking in self-awareness. Yeah, and so that's a fucking issue, you know. And many years ago, I was out at the cemetery. Walked out of the cemetery. It's just sort of, you know, it was just outside of this town, you know, and a couple of K's. And what happened is I came across two old sort of women, you know. And one was about 65, and she had a car and a license and all this sort of stuff, and she'd driven this old boiler, who was about 78 or something. She'd driven her out to the cemetery, and they were all visiting a grave of somebody. And, you know, I was just sort of milling around. I was close by, just looking at the gravestones and stuff, you know. And so what happened is the younger one, she, there was a bit of a dip in the dirt, you know what I mean? And she kind of went fucking ass over and broke a hip as she went over. And so there wasn't much you could do under the circumstance, just it was a nice warm day, just leave her lying on the ground, you know what I mean? You know, you can't pick her up and move her, like, where to and what for, you know what I mean? And So then they started, I mean, she can't fucking stand up, you know. And so what happened was this, so, you know, they said, oh, you got a phone, can you ring you the ambulance? I said, yeah, no worries, you know. So I rang the ambulance, told them what was going on, told them where it was, you know, all that sort of shit. And then because the old one, who's about 70 fucking seven or something like that, you know, maybe, she had no license, and I think she could have driven herself back into town, you know. Well, I think just under the circumstances, I think she could have done it. But, you know, they said, oh, can you drive her back into town? You know, can you drive? And I said, yeah, I can drive her back into town. And then they go, oh, have you got a license, have you? You know, yes, I've got a license, you know. And I just looked at the attitude on them, and I said, sort of thought to myself, if you keep being fucking nasty little cunts, openly nasty little cunts, you know, we're going to cut this real fucking short, you know. I'm going to cut this fucking thing real short. So what they did is they said, oh, well, you know, I'm right there. The car's right there. The old broad, you know, the old geriatric, she's right there. And so what I did was I said, you know, they started up and going, oh, what about Harry? Harry can come out and pick you up, and he can do that, you know what I mean, and drive you back into town. And I just looked at him, and I thought, how fucking rude, you know. Oh, what about old John? John can do it. Oh, no, he's at work, you know, fucking, you know, And they sort of start on all, and I'm standing there right in front of me. We've established a contract. Yes, I'm happy to drive you back into town, you know. Drop you off at home, leave the car there, walk back to my place, you know. And, but no, they just can't keep their fucking shit in check. It's just one fucking bit of bullshit after another. First, can you drive her back into town? Have you got a license? Oh, yes, oh, yes. Oh, well, we don't want you to fucking drive her back into town and drive the car back into town and drop it off. We'll get one of our friends to do it, and you can fuck right off, you know, that kind of stuff. And as soon as they started with that shit, I just spun on my heels and walked off. You know, I was going to go home anyway, you know. And they go, oh, where are you going? Oh, fuck all. You know, I said, look, I rung the fucking ambulance. It's on its way. And I'm tired of your bullshit. So see you later, you know. And that was, you know, and that's just how fucking completely fucking rude these people are, you know. Just no self-awareness, just totally disrespectful and fucking bitchy, nasty, little fucking clicky sort of cunts, you know what I mean? And, you know, the rudeness and the cross-examination and then the dismissal and all this fucking fuck off, you know. That's what a lot of small town old women are like. They grow up in crazy families. They're products of crazy fucking communities. They're products of crazy fucking relationships. They're, as well as being women, they're completely incapable of taking fucking responsibility for themselves, you know? Just fucking, and the open sort of, you know, I don't sort of take it terribly personally, but the open fucking just rude and ignorant and bad manners and disrespectful, and they think that's their fucking normal. That's their normal. That goes on in their relationships. That goes on in their lives. That goes on in their little fucking in-crowd bullshit trips, you know? And, So I just walked off and left them, you know. And what then happened was, you know, that was about. And then some people came up to me afterwards. Oh, you're a real hero. You saved that old lady's, you saved that lady's life. Oh, fuck, you're amazing. I said, no, I didn't. All I did was ring a fucking ambulance for some chick who broke her hip, you know. Oh, mate. And I said, look, you know, she was so fucking rude that if it ever happened again, I'd just leave the cunts there to die, you know. Never do it again for them, you know. And, you know, of course, they wouldn't be dying. They just, you know, have to go fuck themselves and deal with their own shit some other way. And it was kind of like, well, you know, the old geriatric could have fucking walked, the, you know, the 50 metres out onto the highway, 50, 60 metres or something, you know, could have walked that out onto the highway and flagged someone else down and, you know, got it, you know, I would have just walked off, you know. They might have been waiting a while if it was a Sunday and it was hot and there was no one, fuck, one car every 2 hours or something, but it's not my problem. You know, you'd be that fucking rude and disrespectful to people. If you're that rude and disrespectful to me, I'll just say, mentally, I'll just fucking write you off and say, it's your fucking shit, go figure it out yourself, you know. And I guess most of you guys have seen that video where the guy's driving along in his bigger sort of van or truck or something, pickup sort of thing. And he winds down the window. He goes up to near this woman who's parked there and she's playing with the phone. He goes, oh, excuse me, excuse me. And she's fucking ignoring him. And he goes, excuse me, ma'am. And this bitch, she's fucking around with her phone and she looks up at him and she goes, I've already got a boyfriend. And she says, ma'am, I'm just letting you know that you got a flat front tyre, you know. So she leans out of the car and looks down at the bloody tyre and goes, oh, would you give me a hand? Would you be able to help me with that, you know? And, you know, and the guy looks at her and says, why don't you get your boyfriend to do it? And she goes, oh, you know. And that's how a lot of women deserve to be treated. They are just retarded cunts, you know. Selfish, self-centered, fucking no self-awareness, no accountability, no responsibility, just retarded, stupid cunts, you know. And, you know, a few days back, I went to a supermarket and, you know, I only got a few things and I went in and I got, I was behind this queue and you get fucking women and they look like they've, you know, the husband was a drunk and they go to church and they're being sort of hyper bloody, not a fucking, you know, not a hair is out of place and everything's, their little anuses are puckered up and polished and, you know, every fucking hair on their bloody mohair, you know, fucking, you know, jumper is brushed and every little hair on their face and head is brushed and they got their makeup on and they're about 70 or so and, you know, and they're so fucking uptight, you know, obsessive, compulsive fucking, and they hang out, and these women hang out with all the other cunts in the fucking churches. I mean, these women are openly nasty, really fucking rude, you know, openly fucking nasty. And so I was in the queue, and what happened was I, you know, get me stuff, I pay for it and all that sort of shit, and I'm about to go out, and I see there's this little roll of stuff in a white plastic bag, you know, shopping bag type thing, and I think I said to myself, I think she's just didn't sort of see the way it blended in with all the other whitish sort of things, and has sort of forgotten it, you know. I just sort of overlooked it, grabbed her two other bags, and didn't see that one, and fucking out she went. So I passed her on the way out. When it got out to the footpath, I passed her, and I said to her back, excuse me, I reckon you might have left one of your bags inside, you know. And this fucking prim and proper bitch, like, these women who go to churches are fucking cunts. They are fucking nasty, you know. And so what this woman did is she turned round and she goes, you know, looked at me with a fucking filthiest fucking look, you know. And I just think, oh, this is just a small town psycho, you know. Nasty little thing, you know, trotting off to the Uniting Church or the Anglican Church and being with all her fucking cunt buddies and slagging people off behind their backs and, you know, they're all their drunken husbands are dead, you know, and all this fucking just nasty, nasty fucking women. And she gave me that look. Oh, what a fucking piece of shit you are. You know, fucking, you know, the sneer. And I didn't take it personally. I thought, well, I was kind and loving and caring and considerate. I've done something nice for this person. That's the way she operates. And as one of my old gay sponsors used to say, you know, if they don't want to, they don't have to. And it also applies if that's how they operate, then that's how they operate, you know. Not your problem. If anyone else was doing it besides her little clique in her little group and her little bunch of fucking cuntish fucking women friends, she'd be the only, Mavis, yes, Betty, me, me, me. They'd be like that together. But anybody else, she'd be doing the same thing to fucking me or them as they were, as she was doing to me. And I said, well, I've done. I said to myself, I said, well, I've made the approach, you know, I've given her the information. The job's done. I'm not going to sit here and counsel her or give two or three versions of the same. You look, lady, you've left your fucking bag inside beside the cash register, you know, or beside the counter. I don't have to keep repeating myself. I don't have to counsel her. I don't have to work hard at getting my fucking point across. She heard what I had to say, and her friend standing beside her also heard what needed to be said, you know. And I thought, this, not, none of this is my fucking problem, you know. And so I did what that guy in the car did, you know. I did the equivalent of telling her to just go fuck off, lady. You know, you're a really nasty fucking old cunt. Go fuck yourself. I'm not buying into this stuff. I'm not playing along with it. I've better things to do with my life. And so, you know, and I didn't say that, but that was the kind of, it's not my fucking problem. See you later kind of fucking response, you know. So I just turned on my heels and walked off, you know. And I don't have to buy into this shit. I don't have to be pals with her. I don't have to explain myself. If you're so fucked up that that's what, if she's so fucked up that that's what she has to do, you know, to people who do nice things for her, well, so be it. That's not my problem. And, you know, you get these crazies. You got female nature. You got abuse. You got fucking rudeness, disrespect, all this fucking shit. It's all hers, you know. It's all hers. And so I just did what that guy in the car did, you know. You know, get your boyfriend to do it, you know. You know, fucking just hand it back by ignoring her, ignoring all her bullshit and just walking off. That's the same as telling her to, you know, get your boyfriend to do it, you know. Get you, sort your fucking shit out. It's not my problem kind of goodbye, you know. So that's what I was really pleased about, you know. But I have seen these fucking women and they're so fucking hostile and they're so fucking crazy and they're so fucking rude, you know. Like openly fucking rude, you know. And it's all part of that small town culture, one of the sort of things about Australian society. A lot of old women, they are just nasty old cunts. So, you know, not my problem. You know, it's like that thing, like, why guys, You know, they don't stop for women who are broken down. You know, never mind the false rape accusations and all this sort of stuff. You know, you can be lying there in the hot sun, you know, fucking under the car type thing, fixing something up for her, and you're at it for 4 hours and the cunts won't even bother to offer you a cold drink or something, you know. You know, oh, I've got a flat tire, meaning, you know, oh, you're a man, would you help me? You know, they don't ask directly. They, you know, they just imply and suck you into doing it for them and all that sort of shit, you know. And, yeah, you know, and so these days whenever I see a woman in having problems, usually of her own creation, because she never reads the fucking manual, I'll just say, you gotta, oh, and she says, oh, I've got a flat tire. And I says, oh, that's good. Meaning I'm not jumping through your fucking hoops when you say so by implying things and sort of speaking in the third person. Oh, what can I do about it? All that sort of shit. So you don't sort of, you don't pick up the fucking tab for her shit. I don't pick up the tab for her shit. And she has to progress. And she said, then she says, well, oh, what do I do about it? And I just say, oh, you do what everybody else does. And she goes, oh, what's that? And I said, well, get the owner's manual out of the glove box and follow the fucking directions. You know, and that's where they have to think and they have to act and they have to make themselves accountable for what they fucking do, or the tire's not going to get changed, you know. And I think that's probably about the best way you can start treating women these days, is if you want to be a fucking ingrate and a cunt and a bloody selfish manipulative bitch who leans on guys to do all the heavy lifting for you, well, fuck off, you know, I'm not your slave, you know. And that's not a bad way to do things. You know, because it's about, you know, you own a fucking car and you've got a flat tire, well, it's about time you fucking learned how to change them. You know, you're 50. It's like this thing about feminism. Oh, we're equal and we're empowered and all this sort of shit. But, you know, it's your car, you fix it. So, yeah, you know. Do what everybody else does. Read the book of directions. So, all right. Well, thank you, MGTOW man. I hope this was helpful. But don't take the fucking slack up for women. Don't be a bloody patsy for them and their fucking laziness and their bullshit. You know, the reason why they're so stupid is because they probably are really fucking stupid, but they've never had to apply themselves to working their way through an issue to get it resolved satisfactorily, you know. And as long as you keep letting them off the fucking hook by doing it for them, they will continue to be lying, lazy, manipulative fucking cunts, you know. Don't take the tab, don't pick up the fucking tab for their any woman's shit, you know. All right, oh, here we go, button off.